people used to have to do that.
It makes the quinine directly
with the lard, or grease, or whatever kind of grease they had. If it was Vaseline, they had a, didn't have any Vaseline, they'd take lard. That's pure lard. See, lard wasn't like it is now, vegetable oil and all that. See, that's pure lard.
Uh-huh.
And make a salve out and mix it up in there. Then grease that child all over, and then they'd wrap him up in a blanket or whatever they had. And sweat the fever.
So you wouldn't actually have to taste the quinine?
Oh, no, you wouldn't taste it. You wouldn't give it to the baby. You grease him with it all over. And wrap him up, and he would take the fever out of him. And the thing would be sometimes, if it was malaria, the thing would be that's this yellow, the towel, or whatever they had it wrapped up in, sheet, or whatever it would. That sweat would just be yellow like gold or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did many people die from malaria?
Well, I think quite a bit of them, and yellow fever. See when that yellow fever was in 1906 or 1905. The yellow fever was here in Vicksburg. I like to die with it. My mama said I think that's what she did for me then. Because you couldn't take me to no doctor. Your house would have been quarantined. A lot of people left you and went to St. Louis. And a lot of them died too.
They went to St. Louis?
And some of them did, uh-huh. The people I worked with, they say they did. These her mama did.
What's a nice way of saying somebody died?
Pass.
Okay. What about a crude way of saying it?
They died.
Okay. You ever hear kick?
Yeah, kick the bucket.
Uh-huh. You might say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
with or from.
And the place where people are buried.
The graveyard. The cemetery.
Uh-huh. And what they put the body in.
Grave.
Or the
castle.
What do they used to call that?
Coffin.
And you said he was an important man. When he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And people dressed in black.
Mourning.
What if they just completely lose control of themselves?
You know, they did. So a lot of them did. Just lose control of themselves. Cry, they said they cried.
Uh-huh.
Fainted.
Did you ever hear an expression of carrying on or taking on?
Carrying on. Carrying on terrible.
What does it mean, carried on?
That means they should have been trying to control themselves. But see, each time people, you know, when they carry on like that, they are just feeling sorry for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Say, on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you were feeling, what would you answer?
Well, according to how I feel, I say I feel all right.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you say you've got
arthritis.
Any older name for that?
Rheumatism.
Okay. And this is something that children used to die from.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Malaria.
Yeah, but this is something a little bit different. Your skin and your eyeballs, the whites of your eyes turn yellow.
Bronchitis.
Did you ever hear janders or John?
Yellow janders.
Okay.
Yellow janders.
And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation,